And it is truly a war of narratives. And, you know, and you know, if you want to more precisely define it, it's fifth generation warfare. And it is a war of narratives. And there are a lot of distractions. And I would, you know, it's sort of, you know, distractionization, if you will, if that's a word. And the idea about distracting the populace to believe something that is not necessarily true is a very real endeavor that's been done to the United States, particularly the U.S., over the last few years. And we absolutely have a psychological operation being directed against the United States of America. And that psychological operation is in the form of things like, you know, trust the science, right? The phrase trust the science, danger to democracy. You know, this person or this act is a danger to democracy. When in fact, what we're starting to see and what we're learning, especially as more brave, courageous whistleblowers or other doctors or other religious leaders or other, frankly, citizen leaders stand up and step up and then and start to speak out, we're starting to see the truth really rise to the top, as it typically does. And one of the phrases that I use, Justin, is that the truth fears no enemies. And the truth will always come out.
Get ready to strap in. It's going to be a heck of a ride. It's like drinking from a fire hose. Never a dull moment, but yes, you'll hear the stories you won't hear anywhere else. And we appreciate you being here with us for today. I'm Justin Barclay. General Michael Flynn joins us now. General, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Justin. Appreciate it. And Happy New Year to you and your audience.
Thank you. You too, General. Let me ask you, I want to start with this. Your background, I had a chance to hear you speak a couple of weeks back and talk about a few things. You were talking with folks who are in media, alternative media, covering things. And one of the things that you guys were talking about was discussing how you can verify when information is coming in. And I think this is so important. There are a couple of different reasons for it. But number one, there's so much out there. How about the real disinformation? We hear that word and phrase thrown around so much. But we're in the midst of a bit of a psychological operation, it feels like. I know you've got background there. You know, Glenn always tells us to do our own homework. Well, when you do that, how do you know what to believe? Who do you trust? And how can you verify some of the questions? I want to start with that.
Wow. Well, the first thing to do is to really understand where you're getting your information from. And I think that a lot of people, you know, there's many, many, millions, in fact, actually still just read the headlines. They don't go any further than the first or second paragraph. And they read their usually their hometown news, so to speak, because people still want to understand. You know, they want to know who's doing well in sports or who's, you know, what the obituaries are. But there's so much information that is now available. It's shows like this, and some of the people that were in that audience that you and I met at about a month or so ago. These, I call them the indies, the independent podcasters that are out there that have really, really risen in the last couple of years, citizen journalism. And what has happened is we have a mainstream media in the country that has really just been so bought off by the corporate world, and they parrot, they continue to just parrot sort of this psychological operation that we are all finding ourselves within. And it is truly a war of narratives. And, you know, and if you want to more precisely define it, it's fifth generation warfare. And it is a war of narratives. And there are a lot of distractions. And I would, you know, it's sort of, you know, distractionization, if you will, if that's a word. And the idea about distracting the populace to believe something that is not necessarily true is a very real endeavor that's been done to the United States, particularly the U.S., over the last few years. And we absolutely have a psychological operation being directed against the United States of America. And that psychological operation is in the form of things like, you know, trust the science, right? The phrase trust the science, danger to democracy. You know, this person or this act as a danger to democracy, when in fact what we're starting to see and what we're learning, especially as more brave, courageous whistleblowers or other doctors or other religious leaders or other, frankly, citizen leaders stand up and step up and start to speak out, we're starting to see the truth really rise to the top, as it typically does. And one of the phrases that I use, Justin, is that the truth fears no enemies, and the truth will always come out. And, you know, it's the whole issue. If you tell the truth, you don't have to worry about, you know, the story, if you have to tell the story again, you know, a month from now, because it's going to be the same story. Whereas, a lie has to be constantly shaped and formed. And that's what's been happening to the American people over the last few years. And it's really a form of sort of hybrid, irregular, unrestricted warfare. But it's, at the end of the day, it's what I call fifth generation warfare. And we, the people of the United States, we've been talked to as though and caused to have our neighbors as our enemies, when our neighbors are not our enemies. You know, it's not about Democrats and Republicans. It's about the American way of life. And there is a higher order of people, this sort of globalist elite crowd that does exist, and they're very real, and they're very public, they're very in our face, and they have every intent on destroying the fabric of the United States of America for their own means. And I think that I think people have to really pay attention to what is happening. And the idea about, you know, like I keep saying, going back to fifth generation warfare, you know, it's evolved from the sort of the overlap of all the different aspects of hybrid, irregular, unrestricted warfare. And the Chinese wrote the book on unrestricted warfare. Mm. And the idea is to affect the belief system of civilians in a civilized society. So we just have to be cognizant of it. We have to pay attention. We have to do our own research and really, really be discerning as to what we're going to believe.
General Michael Flynn joins us right now. You mentioned before, General, too, that when you're getting stories or you're hearing things from people and we're spreading, obviously, this is one of the things that we wanted to do is to share the stories in a lot of ways that people won't hear anywhere else. One of those stories is with Twitter right now. What's happening inside, what's been coming out, the things that we have suspected for a while now, Elon Musk is revealing inside of Twitter. Not that he's anyone who should necessarily be celebrated in every way, but there is some things coming out on Twitter right now. But my question is, people even going to hear these stories unless we share them with each other? So that's a whole nother thing. But when you're hearing even some of this stuff, you know, you can hear it from a neighbor or from a friend or family member or somebody that you might trust. How do you know if they've got the right and the real information? What do you do there?
Well, first Twitter and the Twitter files and all the stuff that's being exposed. No one that is breathing should be surprised, yeah, about what we're learning about what was going on at Twitter. Mm-hmm. And it's probably the same thing going on at Facebook and some of these other large social media woke corporations. So nobody should be surprised. The things that we are learning, and it's basically, again, it's kind of back to what I just said. You know, we now want, and as Americans, we want accountability. So I appreciate what Elon Musk has done. I would like to see him, he should hold accountable some of these people that were at Twitter. And he should bring, you know, if he has the ability to you know, at least publicly shame them, he should, and he's doing some of that, and that's fine. But we now need a person like Elon Musk, who has extraordinary influence, to start to demand from the U.S. government that they start to investigate what happened. Because, you know, the one thing that we have now learned is that the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, you know, our illustrious FBI, and elements of our DOJ, and then elements of our intelligence community, particularly retired, heads of the intel community, the Department of Defense, you know, the infamous, whatever it was, 51 that signed off on the letter saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was was Russia was Russian misinformation.
Yes.
I mean, we have now learned, excuse my Irish, but we've now learned that it's all bullshit. And we've always known that. I've known that. The majority of people have always known it. Now we have it for real. There's no doubt.
Dump it.
White. So now what we should be demanding is we should be demanding accountability. And frankly, here's where we're at. We are not going to see accountability by this Department of Justice under this administration. We are not going to see. I don't want people to think, yep, they need to hold these people accountable. You know, this is where because we did go through a recent election and we do have a new House of Representatives, and maybe the Uniparty will suddenly wake up in Washington, D.C. and start to hold people accountable, because the House under new leadership, they can go after people. They can call them all in. I've been subpoenaed by the January 6th Unselect Committee. You know, they just released a litany of people who were subpoenaed yesterday. Mm-hmm. So let's have a tit for tat, but let's hold people accountable. Even if accountability is only publicly bringing these people in front of cameras, I don't want any more behind the door nonsense. The American people don't deserve this. Those people in Washington work for us. Okay, this is a republic form of government. They work for us. I want total transparency in everything that at least the House of Representatives is going to do, because we know that the Senate is still controlled by the left. And frankly, you know, for somebody who, in terms of Twitter files, I mean, yeah, great. I'm all for it. I guarantee more stuff is going to come out, and it's ugly. But we just had, I think it was what, 16 Republican senators sign off on a $1.7 trillion, you know, they call it the ominous bill, the ominous bill, not the ominous. That's going to destroy our economy. That's the next nail in the economic coffin of America. And now we're at about $110 billion from my account. To money, U.S. taxpayer dollars going over to Ukraine, and trust me, folks, Ukraine is one of the biggest distractions going on right now. Talk about a war of narratives and a war of distractions in fifth generation warfare. Distract over here with this potential war and a potential for nuclear war in Eastern Europe, which we have no business being part of, and yet we've got an invasion going on our southern border. We have a chemical war in the form of fentanyl that is killing people across.
Right, please.
And we have a biological war because we're about to have China send us over another, you know, China virus. And we know it's being talked about already. You know, to take a step back and to take a deep breath, the American people need to understand that the leadership in Washington, D.C. is inept, incompetent, and corrupt. And we are not going to get any more answers out of the people in Washington, D.C.
General Michael Flynn, got to take a quick break, but I want to, because you're on a roll. So I hate to stop you, but we got to take a quick break. We come back. I want to ask you, just mentioned about the January 6th committee. You had to go in front of the Unselect Committee. We just heard some interesting news, some things that just broke. I just read came out about an hour ago. General Flynn, I just read this on Twitter. I want to get your take on this. It's from Sean at Davis at The Federalist. The tweet: on the afternoon of January 6th, Ray Epps texted his nephew about the events at the Capitol. I was in the front with a few others, he said. I also orchestrated it. We've got this as part of the interview, I guess, that was done in the deposition here. What is your take on that? We never really heard much about who this Ray Epps guy was. And, you know, a lot of folks have been pretty silent on this. Imagine this is something that we ought to know more about. Sean says, we wonder why he was never charged and why he's the only person whom Kinzinger and Cheney will defend. What's your take on that?
Oh, there's others that they'll defend, too. So my take on this entire thing for January 6th is this is a complete and total setup. And there are so many people that I've spoken to over the last couple of years that were there that day. And I've seen videos and I've seen pictures and photos of, like a lot of Americans have seen, of people being escorted in by cops, of thugs dressed in black and masked up and agitating. These are things that are easily put together, easily organized in terms of, you know, when you know you're going to have a big crowd, all you got to do is have a small group of well-trained, well-organized agitators, and you get them in there and you do, you know, you do certain things, and then you allow for others to be part of it. And a guy like Epps is one, and there's a few others who have yet to see the inside of a cell, and yet we have people sitting in prison still, and many of them haven't even seen, you know, a judge yet, or haven't been charged properly yet. So, you know, I'm not going to take away from anybody that broke a window or went inside and did some stupid thing inside and damaged property, or whatever like that. So, I mean, it's, you know, some of that stuff happened, but this entire thing is a setup. And I think that once, if the House of Representatives, the new House of Representatives, when they take over, if they have the guts, and we'll see if they have the guts. I'm not sure if we have the right people in there, but if they have the guts, then maybe they'll take responsibility. And they'll really start to dig into that, and they'll tie it to the 2020 election, rigging of the 2020 election. They'll tie it to the way that the FBI and the DOJ, because I don't want to just blame the FBI, because the FBI is a subordinate of the DOJ, how the FBI and parts of the DOJ helped to manipulate the misinformation prior to the 2020 election in order to rig the election. I mean, you know, I joke about this, and I don't mean to joke about it because it's very serious, but you know, when I talk to groups of people, I always ask, you know, how many of you have or bought a Build Back Better
2 minutes
at Christmas time for your family, right? If 81 million people voted for this guy,
yeah.
There should be at least 40 million baseball hats out there. I mean, who's half? Let's just give. You know, there's nobody buying Build Back Better baseball hats or Build Back Better bumper stickers or T-shirts because it doesn't exist. It was all fake. And the guy that's in the White House, I call him Uncle Joe. You know, he is really, I mean, we can say what we want in terms of the constitutional process that got Biden and Harris into the White House. But now we know through the Twitter files that now we know that the entire thing was a setup and the 2020 election was rigged. So who's going to hold anybody's feet to the fire?
General, you've been a wealth of insight, and we really appreciate you for joining us today and talking about some of the different things that you've shared with us. One of the questions folks are wondering is this question of one of the phrases that we hear quite often, which is, you know, trust the plan. Is there a plan, and should we trust it? I've heard you talk about this before, and I thought maybe it'd be a good idea to have you expand.
Yeah, so before I forget, I just want to say to you, Justin, thanks for having me on, and to you and the entire Glenn Beck audience. I wish everybody a really happy 2023. Now, in this issue of trust the plan, there's a lot of noise out there from a lot of these independent podcasters and a lot of people in social media that talk about this trust the plan. You know what the plan is, Justin? It's you and I on this show today talking about what America is, you know, what's good about America, what is great about America, and what do we need to do about the kinds of things that we are facing. That's the plan. The people of this country are the plan. The people of this country have always been the plan. The founders of this country designed this country from the bottom up. And it's always about involvement, citizen involvement. That's the plan. All this nonsense that you hear from people about, well, there's a plan and, you know, Trump is in charge and the military is in charge. It's all nonsense. It's all BS. If that were the case, if there were some miraculous thing that was going to happen, why would we allow our country, whoever wrote that stupid plan and whoever, you know, talks about it, why would we allow our country to be, I mean, just utterly destroyed economically, financially, you know, physically with this invasion of our southern border. I mean, there's so many things that are happening to this country in the last 2 years alone. And so if there was a plan, boy, it's a really, you know, I don't want to use any foul language on your show, but it's a lousy plan. Mm-hmm. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm the plan. You're the plan. The people of this country are the plan. And I tell people, stand up, step up and speak up. And get involved in your communities like you've never been involved in them before. But, you know, the plan is for moms, principally women who have children and are trying to raise children. And they're getting involved in this in this madness of critical race theory being taught in our schools, or this idea of transgender studies in elementary school, or this idea of allowing children to make decisions about abortions in this country still, even though the Supreme Court finally ruled after 50 years that, that it was a states' rights issue and people need to be thinking about it. I mean, it's all these aspects of who we are that people need to understand. And so, we have to sort of stop hiding behind this mask of political psychosis that we find that is just totally consuming us. And, we are a principled nation. We're a structured nation. We still have elements of the rule of law. It doesn't feel that way coming out of Washington, D.C. I want people to really to cherish the fact that we have local law enforcement still in our country. We're the only country on the planet that has that. So I want people to understand that it's you and I and how we take control of our lives and how we get how we get involved in our communities at the local level. And I use the phrase local action equals a national impact, but it's now is the time. I feel blessed to be alive right now during this very historic time in our country. I have been through five lifetimes in the last 5 years, with all of the madness that I have gone through, but I'm still standing here, and I'm still standing here principally because of a couple of things. But number one is my faith, and number two is the strength of my family. And those are the two things that I will continue to fight for when I, sort of move out smartly and go forward in life. And I think that that's what I want people, your listeners, to do. And as we go into the year 2023, this is going to be a very, very exciting year. And we have the American people, for all the listeners that are in politics, that are in some office right now, state or federal office, for all of those that are listening to this show, trust me, the American people have high expectations, and you better perform. So again, I just want to say to you, Justin, and to Glenn, and to your audience, I wish everybody a happy new year and Godspeed.
General Michael Flynn, thank you for taking the time, General. We appreciate your courage, and thank you for sharing with us today. Where can folks keep up with you, General? I know that, listen, Twitter's back, Elon's back, and I saw somebody actually mention you earlier to say, hey, please restore the General. Where can people stay in touch with you if they'd like to stay in touch?
Yeah, please. They can go to generalflynn.com, generalflynn.com, and my latest bestseller, national bestseller, is The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare, Introduction to 5GW. And people can go to generalflynn.com and purchase a copy there, and they can help me out as well as learn a lot about what we're going through.
General Flynn, thank you, sir. Appreciate you. God bless.
Up to you.
It is a hard, sometimes it is hard to hear the truth, right? But a couple of weeks back when I saw the general speak, and sometimes the truth just, oh man. Even though it's tough to hear, it is refreshing. There's like an ice cold sip of water on a hot summer day, especially in the desert of truth that we're wading through these days. But I heard the general comment, and I heard particularly that bit that he mentioned about the truth. And I immediately, when I came back, I shared with some folks in my audience. I said, look, I got some things to tell you. There are a lot of folks, and I hear these questions that have been trust the plan and that this is going to happen and that's going to happen. I see and hear everything because people send it all to me, and I appreciate that. And one of the things I try to do, though, is use a bit of discernment. Yes, there's experience and the wisdom and things like that, but a bit of discernment. That's just part of my faith, but to try and understand what's true and what is not. And when I heard him talk and particularly say, look, there is no plan. You got your popcorn and all that, that this is designed to make you sit on the couch and not be participants and active in what has to happen in order to turn the tide here in this country. And we need you. You are the plan. In fact, the founders, as you just mentioned, the founders made you the plan. In fact, I believe God has a plan. And you and I and everyone else are a part of it. We are called to walk in whatever capacity that we are uniquely designed, created to walk in. The question is, will we? You know, each one of us has our own set of gifts. We each have our own set of special skills, maybe experiences that we've developed or gone through life that prepared us for this very moment. You and I have been uniquely prepared and called for this very moment. And as he just pointed out, General Michael Flynn just pointed out, I think a very good, great way to look at things here. Maybe, I know that, you look at things and you certainly don't get excited, but maybe we ought to get excited that we are here for such a time as this, that we have the opportunity to show up at this moment in this nation's history, at this moment in time, and walk out through our faith, whatever it is that we might be called to do. Now, I know that is easier said than done, but I pray that God would give me, you, and the rest of us the courage to do it. Thank you for being here today. Don't forget to share. Follow me everywhere at Mr. Justin Barkley on all the platforms at justinbarkley.com. You get my good newsletter. We can stay in touch no matter what happens with big tech and social media. And let's continue to get these stories out so that people can hear the truth. Why does that matter? Well, when you hear the truth, you can make the best decision for you and your families. And that's important. And no matter what happens, folks, my peace, my home, doesn't come from my circumstances. It certainly doesn't come from the people that are in the White House or in Washington, D.C. My peace, my hope, my joy is from someplace altogether much bigger. Keep your eyes focused on Him. God is still on the throne. God bless. Once in a while, a product will come around that will absolutely revolutionize your way of life. It will change everything for. In fact, it will be so good you won't realize how bad the product you were using before, in fact, actually was. And one of those products just changed my life. I just tried it on for size literally the other day when I was sent a big package of goodies from Mike Lindell and my pillow. I had no idea. I know Mike makes pillows and sheets and blankets and dog beds and towels and now coffee. Mike makes everything, but I had no idea that Mike Lindell made socks. And they are the most comfortable socks I have ever. I feel like giddy, like a kid, because I love the way a good pair of socks fits and feels. And I had no idea that his socks would be this good and they would feel this great. Yes, it's everything that Mike does is quality, but even when he stands up fighting for this country, you can be joyous to know that people are in the fight. He won't back down. Mike Lindell, you can help support his fight. Get some great products like the socks. You'll never know how good just wearing a pair of socks is supposed to feel, especially if you have foot pain. If you walk around, you're on your feet all day, you're going to want to take a look at Mike's socks. Go to MyPillow.com/Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N. Use the promo code Justin. Save up to 80% off on everything. Help save this country in the fight. Of course, you can help get yourself some goodies and help support the show at the same time. Thank you, folks, for all that you do. God bless. Thank you for being here today. Don't forget to share. Follow me everywhere at Mr. Justin Barkley on all the platforms at justinbarkley.com. You get my good newsletter. We can stay in touch no matter what happens with big tech and social media. And let's continue to get these stories out so that people can hear the truth. Why does that matter? Well, when you hear the truth, you can make the best decision for you and your families. And that's important. And no matter what happens, folks, My peace, my home, doesn't come from my circumstances. It certainly doesn't come from the people that are in the White House or in Washington, D.C. My peace, my hope, my joy is from someplace altogether much bigger. Keep your eyes focused on Him. God is still on the throne. God bless. I need new conspiracy theories. All of mine have come true. Whether it's the original t-shirt that launched and started it all, or any of the new gear, t-shirt, hoodies, all of the cool stuff we have in the store at justinbarclay.com/store. Anything you buy not only helps support what we're doing here, getting the word out, sharing the truth and the stories that matter most, but also helps spark some much-needed conversation when you're out and about talking to people. My new favorite? Yeah, obviously, the Justin quarter zip. Yeah, that's great, but I love the brand new One Nation Under God hoodie and t-shirt that's available in multiple sizes and colors. You can grab them right now at justinbarclay.com/store and get geared up today. Thank you for your support. We're talking about shortages now on children's medications. Well, we've seen shortages on everything, folks, from toilet paper, children's medication, food shortages. Eventually, we're going to be faced with food shortages. It's coming, and sooner rather than later. Get prepared. Now, I never want to make you feel afraid. I never want to invoke a spirit of fear here. I want you to be empowered. Think about what may be coming down the road so that you can get prepared for your family, for your friends, for your loved ones. Go to preparewithjustin.com and take a look at my Patriot Supply. They've got food and gear for nearly every need. You know, whether it's natural disaster or man-made, or in this case, Biden-made, World Economic Forum, made national disaster, whatever it might be, these things are coming. Disaster will strike at some point, and we can get ready. My favorite motto is prepare like it all depends on me and pray like it all depends on God. Get ready with my Patriot Supply when you go to preparewithjustin.com. That's preparewithjustin.com. Go today and save some money. Plus, get ready no matter what's coming. We just partnered with Mike Lindell. And by the way, you know Mike because he's a courageous American. He's fighting the fight for us. He wants to make sure that this country gets back on track. In so many ways, Mike's doing great things. And when he's risking it all, I mean, he's been canceled by the big box stores. And they're coming after him. And Mike refuses to, he refuses to give up. He won't stop fighting for us. He won't stop fighting for this country. That's why I love Mike Lindell. But, you know, I love his products. The MyPillow stuff is amazing. I've been using the pillows for years, but just recently I got the sheets. And I wake up every morning and it's hard to get out of bed. Not because we face all the things that we face, but just I'm so comfortable. The sheets and the duvet covers, and that's just a fancy word for the blanket, the comforter that you put over yourself. I got to tell you, Mike is, he's one of the best. And MyPillow.com/Justin. You can help support Mike and this show and get some great products. If you're like me, maybe you're powered by the my coffee right now, or you're loving the towels, even the slippers. You can get up to 80% off right now on everything at MyPillow.com/Justin. Just use keyword Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N. That's MyPillow.com/Justin. And save a bundle and help fight back. Save our country today. Clay Clark and General Flynn are kicking off the Time to Free America Tour 2023 in Nashville, Tennessee. Pastor Greg Locke's church, it's going to be explosive. January 20th and 21st, Reawaken America Tour in Nashville, Tennessee. You can get your tickets now. Go to timetofreeamerica.com or request tickets. You can text in to 918-851-0102. When you do, go to timetofreeamerica.com or text that number again, 918-851-0102. Use promo code Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N. That's promo code Justin at timetofreeamerica.com. When you do, you'll be able to name your price. They work with you. They offer all kinds of great, affordable experiences. Why? Because they're not trying to break the bank. They're not trying to make $1 million doing this. The events do cost money. They just want to wake folks up. You're going to see amazing folks at the Reawaken America Tour. Mike Lindell, General Flynn, Eric Trump, Pastor Greg Lott. All of these folks have spoken time and time again at all of the different events. And of course, they've been all over the country. In fact, right here in our own backyard, Grand Rapids, Michigan, about a year and a half ago. A fantastic, phenomenal event. Not only do you hear great folks on stage giving you the facts, giving you the truth about things that you just won't hear or see anywhere else, the truth about what's happening with the Great Reset and how we can overcome it. What you and I need to know, not just for ourselves, but for our families as we march forward into the future, taking our country back. Folks, it's a spiritual fight we face. You're not alone. You've got folks in your corner that are fighting together. Go to timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com. Use promo code Justin and let's take this country back. And the Bible tells us that we will face trials of all kinds, folks. They're coming. How can you face them with a little hope, with a little joy, with a peace beyond understanding? My wife and I know this. We've been through it. The ringer with our little girl. Our first was born 27 weeks. She's born a little early. God had a different plan. We felt a peace through it all. Talk about her story, and I share what sustained us through it all and gives me the perspective, the hope to fight and continue, no matter what we face in the coming days. We've seen the worst from the World Economic Forum. We've seen our very own government turn on us in a lot of ways. We've seen economically what can happen in this country and even more on the horizon. You don't want to think about those things. They are coming. But how can you get prepared to fight against it? Now, I've talked about ways you can physically do that, but how do you prepare your mind? How do you prepare your soul? How do you get your family ready? That's why I wrote my book, Good News, Hope, and Encouragement for Trying Times. I want to share the good news. I want to show you how to spot it, create it, and share it with others in your life. Well, of course, if you want to grab a signed copy of the book, you can get it right now. I'd love to send it to you. Go to justinbarclay.com/store to get your copy. justinbarclay.com/store. I'll sign it, send it to you, and get it in your hands. We just got a new shipment in, and I'd love to give you a copy of my book so that you can get the good news today. Make it a great day. God bless.